guys, I'm Marissa, and I'm a happy-go-lucky ray of freaking sunshine. And this is my podcast, Sun Happens. I'm just a gal who fell in love with positivity and personal growth. Even more than that, I'm committed to becoming the best version of myself and empowering others to do the same. Join me every other Monday and let me help you shine a little brighter. Remember, sun happens. When you can't find it, create it.
Good morning. It is Sunday, August 30th. We are dropping an episode tomorrow. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I literally had no idea what I was going to do an episode on. I like it to be authentic, and I like it to be something that I am really going through, really feeling, struggling with, whatever, you know? And I want to be able to speak on it through experience. I feel like that's how we relate. That's how we create true community. So I didn't know. I was at work the other day, and I literally said to someone, hey, I am supposed to do an episode on Sunday. I don't really know what I want to do the episode on. So can you give me some ideas? They were like, well, what do you want to do it on? And I'm like, I don't freaking know. So anyways, I didn't know. And yesterday I had a really weird day. Like just so much anxiety, and I just had this like heavy, tense feeling, and I just didn't feel very good inside. So anyway, here's what happened. I'll tell you the story. I went to work, and it was like maybe 2 hours that I was at work on a Saturday outside of regular hours because I don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean? It's like the only quiet time. So I go in. My boss really wants me to focus more attention on detail, inspections, looking for issues that need to be corrected, et cetera, et cetera. So I went around, I did an inspection, took pictures of a bunch of things. Felt pretty good about it. Had like 15 pictures. So we're like doing a report every day. And, when I sent the pictures, like I did what I was asked to do. I did what I was supposed to do. This is what makes this so funny. I sent the pictures to all of the parties involved, and, again, did exactly what I was supposed to do, what I'm being asked to do, right? And immediately upon sending, I thought, wow, Marissa, you're such a tryhard. They're going to be so annoyed that you're sending this email. Can't even believe you sent this. Oh, wow, you came in on a Saturday. Like, just flooded with negative thoughts. And when I tell you, that string of thinking gave me anxiety all day yesterday and into this morning, Sunday, when I woke up, I thought, oh, I don't like this. Like, I don't want to feel like, number one, who cares if people think I'm a tryhard or whatever? Like, why do I have this anxiety? Like, why do I care? And I realized that anxiety was stemming from those one or two negative thoughts that I started when I sent the email. Then I was talking to my friend on the phone, one of my best friends of all time. She's my college roommate, going through some things, and we're on the phone, and she's just, you know, not feeling too well, trying to get back in the groove of things, going out, hanging out with people, but has had a little bit of a tough time, and was telling me how, you know, she doesn't feel pretty. She feels ugly. She feels like she looks like some absurd image of like a thumb. And it's just not reality at all. It's not the truth. And so I'm talking to her and I'm like, girl, like, you know that like we don't have to believe every thought that comes to our brain. Like everything that we think is not necessarily the truth. And so her and I got to talking, and she was saying how she downloaded this book and to help with the negative thoughts and blah, blah, blah. And this whole time I'm like giving her like advice, and I'm like, and you should look into automatic negative thoughts by Dr. Daniel Amen. Like, it's a perfect concept for what you're going through. And I hung up the phone with her and I thought, wow, you freaking hypocrite. Probably just another negative thought, but I thought, wow, you hypocrite. Like, I just was able to look at her situation and say, girl, that's not true. Here's how you battle those negative thoughts. But when it came to myself, here I was just believing every negative thought and allowing it to make me feel out of control and anxious and just like not good inside at all. And so that's how I got the inspiration to talk about what we're going to talk about today, which is ants. Yep, you heard it. Ants, like the little creepy, crawly little buggers, like the bugs. But actually what ANTS stands for is automatic negative thoughts. Now this is not a concept that I came up with. I don't ever like to take credit for stuff like this. And honestly, I feel like anything I could ever come up with or anyone could ever come up with has already been discussed on some level or in some way. So nothing's really new. It's just like seeing it in a new light or having a new way to explain it or just like telling the world things that maybe they've never heard before. Anyways, that's a total side note. So Dr. Daniel Amen, he is a psychiatrist and brain disorder specialist, best-selling author, like a celebrity doctor, but well-respected. Where I first heard of him was on a TED Talk, where he did a TED Talk about how he did 88,000 brain scans and what he learned from those 88,000 brain scans. And he talks a lot about brain health and how to keep your brain healthy, right? And the original brain scans that he did had to do with the NFL and the concussions and the health of the brains, which led him to where he is now, in my understanding, I could be wrong, of brain health and scanning people's brains to see where their level of health is and how changes in your life, changing in your thinking and your behaviors, like changes the health of your brain. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on Dr. Daniel Amen, his credibility. He's amazing. I love listening to all his stuff. It's so just like rational and like, wow, like stuff you already know, but probably just aren't executing or doing. So one of those things that he talks about is ANTS, the automatic negative thoughts. So what are those, right? So automatic negative thoughts are thoughts that come into your mind automatically and they just like ruin your day. They are the, what he likes to call the seeds of negative feelings, right? Of anxiety, of depression, of overeating, of temper, like anger, you know, like it's a seed to all of those things. And what he says is that, like, hey, what if we didn't have to believe everything, every stupid thing that comes into our mind? What if you didn't have to believe it? And I listened to that one day and I thought, I've always thought that on some level, because I mean, I don't know about you guys, like maybe I'm just like low key psychopath, but like I have always thought some crazy stuff. Like, oh gosh, like I get a little bit of anxiety and I'm like, Marissa, you should self-harm. And it's like, whoa, hold on. No, that's not how we handle things. That's not even rational. Why did you think that, Marissa? Or I don't know, have you ever been in a relationship and you don't hear from someone for 2 hours and your thought is, oh, they must be cheating on me? Not like, oh, they're just busy, you know, like, no, it's always the craziest, wildest thing. And it's not always true. And you're not obligated to believe it. So anyways, let's get into this. So I honestly took notes, dude, and I like can't even read. I can't even read my notes. Okay, but anyways, negative thinking in your head that creates, again, the problems like anxiety, depression, overeating, having a temper, et cetera, et cetera. But the really cool thing that Dr. Daniel Amen said that caught my attention was every single time that you have a thought, your brain releases a chemical. Every single time, like every single time. And so if you have a thought that is angry, hopeless, helpless, just or negative, right? Then your brain releases certain feel bad chemicals. Like, what? Like, that's how important your thoughts are, that every time you have a thought, your brain releases a chemical. Like, am I feeling a chemical right now? I'm feeling weird thoughts right now, though, so I don't feel like I'm being negative. Anyway, so again, on the other side, the opposite side to that is every time you have a happy, hopeful, optimistic, loving, kind, positive thought, your brain releases a different set of feel-good chemicals, which I feel like I have felt a lot. I love that feeling. Like, if you're someone who has ever practiced gratitude in any regard, like, you immediately feel happier in that moment. I, like, feel happy talking about it. Holy, oh, you guys. Okay, so I could be making this up. I 100% could be making this up. But when I was just talking about, like, the anger, hopeless, helpless, negative, certain feel bad chemicals, I told you I felt like a little tightness in my chest. But the moment I started talking about the happy, hopeful, optimist and practicing gratitude and how, like, you immediately feel good, like, I, like, my body started to perk up. Like, I feel looser. I feel good. And, like, I don't know. I think it's cool, I guess, when you are studying something and you learn something and you can start to notice and observe those things happening in yourself. So believe me or not, I swear, like, just even talking about it, like, I just feel good. I don't know. It's so weird. And I guess if nothing else, like, that's a basis for what we're saying right here, for what Dr. Daniel Amen is saying, that your thoughts really matter and that your brain really does release a chemical, good or bad, depending on what your thought is. But the thing about automatic negative thoughts is that they are automatic. So how do you stop an automatic thought? You don't. Right? The automatic thought is going to come to your mind regardless. So how do you fight the ants? How do you get rid of the ant infestation? I guess the question that you should be asking yourself is, how do you deal with unchallenged automatic negative thoughts that you have in your head, that are the seeds of all the bad things that you are feeling? And these are the little lies that you tell yourself that make you feel badly. So what is the method to fight the ants? How do you challenge it, especially when you can't necessarily stop it from happening in the first place, right? So Dr. Daniel talks about a method to do that, to challenge what it is that we're thinking. And so I honestly kind of want to do this. We're going to do this together right now, with an example that he gave, and then with my example that I used for yesterday. And that's going to be, like, off the cusp. So forgive me if I take some time to think in that regard. But, okay. So whenever you feel, sad, mad, nervous, or out of control, or, you know, negative, you know how that gets. The first thing you need to do is write down that negative thought, like, whatever the automatic negative thought is, just write it down. After you write down the negative thought, then there's going to be a series of four questions that you ask yourself in order to basically, like, debunk what it is that thought is saying in your brain, right? And so just a little side note here, I forget how he puts it, but it's so good. The side note is that when you believe your thoughts, you suffer. But when you don't believe your thoughts, you don't suffer. Your negative thoughts. When you believe your negative thoughts, you suffer. When you don't believe your negative thoughts, you don't suffer. That's just a fact. So just to give you an example that he gave is, he had an appointment or a session with someone who said, I have no control over my eating. The conversation was about their weight. And he said, man, what's going on with your weight? And he said, I have no control over my eating. Obviously, that's an automatic negative thought. Personally, that's something that I relate to. I'm not super overweight or anything like that, but I have struggled with eating my entire life, with practicing moderation, with stopping when I'm not hungry anymore. I've struggled with that. So when he gave this example, I was like, whoa, that's like insane that like your thoughts can affect how you eat. And if I can change my thoughts, I can change that. So anyways, the example was, I have no control over my eating. And so that's the thought, you write it down. And then the four questions that you ask yourself, is one, is it true? Obviously, is the statement that I have no control over my eating true? No, it's not true. And one of the cool things I thought that Dr. Amen said in this session was by thinking that thought and by believing that thought, true or not, you've given yourself permission to eat and do whatever you want and like not to have accountability, essentially. That's not exactly what he said, but you've given yourself permission to just go eat and not have control over what you do. So the first question, is it true? Obviously the answer is no, it's not true. I actually do have control over what I eat. But say that for some reason you believed that statement was true. Like, yeah, it is true. I don't have control over what I eat or over my eating. Then you ask the question, well, can I absolutely know with 100% certainty that it's true? Like, do I know more than God? Like, do I know with every bone in my body that this is true? The answer is no, right? Then you've now cracked that thought, at least a little bit. You fractured the thought. Then the third question is after you ask yourself, is it true? Is how do you feel? Like, how do you feel when you think that thought? When you think the thought, I have no control over my eating, does it make you feel glum, tight, out of control? Or does it make you feel good and in control and powerful? Right? It's a good way to know if that thought needs to be challenged. And then four, the next question is, who would you be or how would you feel if you did not have that thought? Right? You would feel good. You would feel, if you did not have the thought of I have no control over my eating, you would feel good. You would feel in control. You would feel like you can get to the dinner table and make conscious decisions and you're in control of what you eat, right? So then the last thing that you do after you ask yourself those series of questions, which are really just meant to fracture the thought and show you that, wow, that's not really true and I don't like the way that makes me feel. And so therefore, I don't have to believe that thought. But so then you take the original thought and you turn it to the opposite, right? You turn it, instead of saying, I have no control over my eating, you say, I absolutely have control over what I'm eating, right? And is that true? Yes. Done. If that's true, you stop at the questions. But if you wanted to keep going, is it true with 100% certainty that you have control over what you're eating? Yeah, absolutely. Three, how does it make you feel when you say, I have control over my eating? It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I harness the power, like I'm free to choose. I'm not a slave or in bondage to food or whatever it may be, right? So yeah, you write down the thought, you ask yourself those four questions, and then you take that thought and you turn it to the opposite. So before I hop off, because we're about 20 minutes and that's like my limit, you know, I like to keep them short. But I want to do this with you guys. If you guys have a moment, I want you to pause this and I want you to think of an example of a negative thought that you maybe think about yourself. I'm trying to think of one for me. How about we do this? I'm going to pause for 30 seconds and give you time to think. And then I'm going to think also. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. I've got mine. Do you guys have yours? Okay. So here's the deal. Whew. I wrote mine down. And this has to do with me coming into work yesterday, me sending my pictures, doing a report, and really kind of feeling like, I don't know, like a try hard suck up, right? So that's what I wrote down. My thought is, people are annoyed by you because you try too hard and you are a suck up. God, why are we so mean to ourselves? Number one, okay? Why am I so mean to myself? I hate that inner mean girl. Question number one, is it true? Honestly, I feel like it could partly be true. Like I put, people are annoyed by you because you try too hard and you are a suck up. People may be annoyed. I don't know. Do I try too hard? Yes. And am I a suck up? No, that part's not true. So I'm like battling like three thoughts in one sentence right here. So is it true? I don't know. Maybe, right? So the second question then is, it absolutely with 100% certainty true? Well, are people annoyed by me? 100% certainty? No idea. I just think that they're going to see my email and hate me. Why am I like this? Do I try too hard? I try very hard. Too hard? I don't know. That's relative, right? And then am I a suck up? No, I don't think so. So is it absolutely 100% with 100% certainty true? Probably not. Three. Now this is the big one for what I was feeling is, oh, how do I feel when I believe this thought? And I feel bad. I felt bad for almost 24 hours. I've had this anxiety. I had to text one of my best friends who is in a director role and say, Swain, hey, I'm really having this thought right now. Here's what I did. I went into work. I sent this email and I feel annoying. I'm like, I try too hard and like a suck up and I don't like how I'm feeling right now. Please help. And I really loved his response. It was, you're way too hard on yourself. You know, like you just sent an email. You're just doing your job. Like you're good. And, but again, I didn't believe him either, apparently, because I had anxiety until this morning when I decided, you know what? I'm going to do my podcast about automatic negative thoughts because that is what I'm struggling with right now. And then number four, the fourth question is, who would you be or how would you feel if you did not have the thought? Oh my gosh. I would be, anxious free. Honestly, I would feel in control. I would feel happy about myself. Like, girl, you killed it. Like you went in on your day off. You were freaking detailed. Like they're going to love it. Like, heck yeah. I would feel really good. I feel good just talking about it right now. So, just wanted to give you guys like a real life example of how, when you have a thought like that, how do you combat it? How do you challenge it? And how do you fracture it? And I love this, idea. I love the way that we challenge it. And, Dr. Daniel Amen is absolutely amazing. If you have a chance to look up his TED Talk on his brain scans, do it. And then look up everything else he has on YouTube as well, because he is good. He is good. And trust me, you're not going to regret it. So we're at 23 minutes. So time to shut it down. I love you guys so much. I can't wait for this to post tomorrow. I really hope that you guys relate to it, that it helps you. And I hope you know that I love you. And in the next 2 weeks, the next episode, do not be mad at me if this doesn't actually happen. But I'm supposed to be recording an episode about the grief that comes along with drug addiction and like drug abuse and death from drug abuse. And I don't think it gets talked about enough at all. And yeah, I'm really excited, because there's a pandemic or an epidemic or whatever, a demic out there, with drugs. And yet I just don't feel like anyone's talking about it. And So yeah, we're going to get really real with someone that I'm interviewing. His name is Travis Blower. He has dealt with it personally. And I cannot wait to hear what he has to say. Okay, I love you guys. And until next time, bye.